Elderbrook with Inner Light. You're listening to The Takeover on Life FM with Maz for this Wednesday night. And being a Wednesday, it is time to do this.
Life FM.
Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover.
Whoops, wrong one. Okay, that went a little bit too far. Okay, let's try that again. Kelly Kay from Kelly Kay Naturopath is here in the studio regardless. Kelly, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Maz.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay.
Live radio. So glad to have you here tonight. We're going to pretend that didn't happen. But we are talking about something very important, and that is sleep for tonight's Wellness Wednesday. So would you like to tell us why sleep is so important?
Absolutely. I think sleep's one of those really things that we really underestimate. Mm. But sleep is so important. While we're sleeping, our body is, you know, working quite hard, really. It's doing detoxification. There's a lot of hormone production, tissue repair, and also a lot of psychological processing as well. So it's super important. And we're learning more and more about the impacts of not getting enough sleep or having really poor quality sleep.
Yeah,
and
yep.
I think with our modern lifestyle, it's becoming quite an issue for a lot of people.
To get enough sleep, but to also get quality sleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
I heard earlier tonight on the Nine News simulcast that there's been a recent study done by Flinders Uni, and they've come out with this research that if you suffer with sleep apnea, it can actually increase your blood pressure. So there can be that link between the two. So they're saying that sleep quality is actually really important for your heart and for your overall health, which is basically what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, definitely. It's actually quite a bit of mounting research, actually, that shows that when we're not getting enough sleep or poor sleep, it really impacts our metabolic health. So it impacts the way our blood sugar works. It impacts, you know, it's associated with obesity and then a whole lot of mental health conditions as well. Mm. And it drives inflammation in the body. And so many of the conditions that we're seeing in the West, in Australia, are driven by inflammation.
Yeah.
So it's really one of those foundational things that we should be paying attention to in our life and with our health.
Definitely, definitely. I think that I speak for most young people when I say that I don't get enough sleep, or if I do, it's not great quality sleep. And then what I tend to do is sleep in to overcompensate, and then I find that I don't really feel like I've had a good sleep. So if I go to bed really late, so, you know, after midnight, 1, 2, later in the morning, I'm finding that I'm then having to sleep later the next day, which then, you know, on weekends obviously is not so bad. But during the week, you've got work or other appointments and things, it's hard to do that. So I do think that I struggle to get good quality sleep, particularly during those times when I think, oh, I'll just overcompensate by sleeping in an extra few hours, and it doesn't really work.
No, I think it can really upset your rhythm. And we have what's called the circadian rhythm, which people have probably heard of. It's like your inbuilt body clock, basically, that helps you know when it's daytime and nighttime. And what can happen is that that can really become out of rhythm, out of sync. And so we end up staying up later and later and getting up later and later, and then everything's out of whack. And it's so easy to do because we have so many distractions.
Yeah.
So many things we could be doing. So many mindless activities, so
social media.
Absolutely. It's hard to get carried away and realize that all of a sudden it's midnight.
And that is a big issue for me, is going down the rabbit hole or the black hole of Instagram or Facebook and just starting to scroll. And it's designed it's designed that way so that you do that, so that you just keep scrolling and eventually, like you say, it's midnight or it's 1 a.m. and you're like, oh my goodness, I should be asleep. When we come back out of this song, I want to talk a little bit about some of the tips that you have for getting better, good quality sleep as well. So this is a really important topic, as we've heard. It's important for not just physical well-being, but also mental well-being as well. So don't go anywhere. You're here for Wellness Wednesdays on The Takeover with Kelly Kay, naturopath on Life FM.